Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to a live episode on the Dynamic Dojo Talk Radio Show. We are live at the House of Hong here in the Chinatown District in Seattle, Washington. As you can tell, there's chaos going on all around me. So let me go ahead and bring on my co-host. Let me give him a call real quick here. Interesting how things work when you're outside and live. So let's see here. But 1 second, listeners, what was that, Mike? It's because they're under. If they know me, they're under Seattle Wushu. Sorry about that, everybody. Okay, so I have to go ahead and call my buddy Bob. Let's see here. Whoops. I've got, like, wrong numbers all over the place. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, let's call my buddy Bob. All right, so we are here at the House of Hong. For those of you that are tuning in. Oh, here's Sifu Bob. Let's see here.
Hey.
Answer the phone, Sifu Bob. Hey, how's it going? We're live. So no
person. I know. Oh, shoot, I was just going to say something that was very inappropriate. I'm glad you said, you know me, that's why you said something.
Yeah, well, you know, I am calling in about a minute and a half or whatever late, because everything's like chaotic over here and everyone's pulling me in 18 directions. And I thought to myself, what did I get myself into trying to broadcast like at the same time this is going on? But this particular broadcast isn't going to be very long at all. If anything, we'll be broadcasting until the opening ceremony. Ceremonies are going to be started with an opening, with opening comments by a representative of the Red Cross that's actually going to be here. We have several VIPs that are here. And for all of our listeners right now that are wondering, what is she talking about, VIPs and all this other kind of stuff, we are in the House of Hong Chinese restaurant in the International District of Seattle, Washington, and we are actually doing a fundraiser for the Philippines Typhoon Relief. Myself and Master Tony Au, a longtime name here in Seattle, just within the last 6 days, tried to get the whole community together to put together this fundraiser for Philippines Typhoon Relief. And I must say, it's been a hellacious process trying to get this going. And you know how it is when you've got like events that happen and you're the only person that knows what's going on and everyone else doesn't?
Yeah.
That's my world right now. Yeah, but anyhow, so we're here, and we have a great evening in store that is going to be full of a full Chinese banquet. We've got a bunch of Seattle martial arts legends that are going to be performing for this event. We've got Master Ma Kin Fai, who's got one of the oldest kung fu schools here in the Seattle area. The other oldest kung fu school is the Seattle Kung Fu Club. We've also got Master Tony Al's international lion dance team performing. We've got my instructor, Sifu Yi Zhao Hong, her school is performing. We've got Master Chen Wen Li of Northwest Wushu performing. We've got Roberto Pagan of Pikiti Tirshe Kali. We've got Jun Hong Chong of who is a Shaolin monk performer. We've got all sorts of masters. I can't even begin to list them all right now. And I have some coming up to me asking me about seating. Yes. Under Seattle Wushu Center. And we've got, see, you know where everything, you know what's going on, and never, no one else does.
Right,
but,
that's you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. That's me. And Master Tony. Master Tony has been just incredible getting this together. He's been making all sorts of phone calls because he's old school. He does phone calls. I don't have the patience for calling every single person, so I've been doing, like, mass emails and texting and this and that and the other, and, you know, just trying to get the community together. So far from what I gather from the guests, this whole front side of the restaurant is going to be full of people, and that's what we're looking for. It's for a good cause. It's for Philippines typhoon relief, because, you know, ever since the typhoon happened, which was, what was that, November 7th or November 8th, I forget, ever since that time, we're talking like almost 4.4 million people have been displaced from this typhoon.
Whoa.
And I know 4.4 million, isn't that crazy? And 4,000 or 5,000 people that have been confirmed dead. We don't know if that's the final number yet because they're still trying to comb through wreckage. And, you know, 4.4 million people, I mean, that's a lot of people to get one or two food, you know, food that's capable of being kept in refrigeration and stuff like that. It's just incredible. So, we're putting together this fundraiser. We've got people filing in right now. And trying to find their seats, and people asking me, where do I sit, and who's where, and who's what. So it's actually pretty fun. I actually want to get a few of the masters to talk with us today, although I can't, I know they're here, I just can't find them for some reason. I don't think they're, I know Master Chen Wen Li is here, I know Master Tony Au is here, and I'm scanning the room right now, and I can't find one. So until then, I guess we'll talk a little bit. But, you know, considering that we're broadcasting right now, you want to go ahead and just do birthdays and stuff that we would have done tomorrow, but we're not because we're taking tomorrow off? I've got the birthday notes. I'm just asking you if you want to do that because I've got the birthday notes.
You're getting way too comfortable with me because this is the second week in a row you haven't sent me a check.
No. I'm asking you, should we do that? Because I will do it.
You know, I would have to, which I what'd you do? What did you do to me? Oh, the voice just said that you are now in the host queue.
Well, that's weird. Like, that makes no sense.
No. Like, if I press 1, okay, I actually have the birthdays. I had to go through my phone and go into my sent mail. And this week we have legendary Alfred Urquidez, brother of Betty the Jet Urquidez. On the 26th, we have Linda Gray, which is a friend on Facebook, on the 28th. And we have somebody that was inducted into the Masters Hall of Fame with me in 2008 and a good dear friend of our buddy, Silky Greg Woldrich, Sensei Danny Spears out of Chicago. His birthday is the 29th.
Wow. Right on. I don't have, let's see, let me check here to see who I have for any birthdays on my end. Let's see here. it was the only time. The only time.
The only time what? I bet I'll disagree with it.
Yeah. Let's see. You mentioned Gerald. Wait a minute, Gerald Okamura.
That was last week.
An old student of mine. Yeah, that was. Why is it on now? Oh, awesome! Thank you.
Because his birthday is today.
Awesome.
And happy
cool.
birthday, Sensei Gerald.
Yeah. Yay! And also that same day is Jason Bingham Mancia. That was last week. Why is it giving it to me now? I don't know why.
I don't know.
But this following. I don't know. This following week, we've got, let's see here. Nope. Oh, Master Ron Saturno. His birthday is Thursday, November 28th. And we've also got a special shout-out birthday to Wushu India. Wushu India, and I think that's the name of the organization. And we've got Bujin Khan Ru's birthday. That's the name of the organization as well. And last but not least, I want to place a shout out to one of my old students, Kevin Trung, who's got a birthday on the 29th. So for everyone who has a birthday this coming week, even though I had, or Sifu Bob hasn't announced, here's a little tune for you. Happy birthday, everybody. Well, our phone number here is 347-677-0699. You know, Bob, I don't even know why I'm giving out the phone number, because even though somebody calls, I'm probably not going to be able to readily answer the phone because I'm walking around, you know, trying to find masters and stuff like that to do interviews with us.
Right.
But, oh, well, if anybody wants to call in, 347-677-0699. Now, before we move forward and get into some interviews with some of the masters, I do want to let our listeners know that you might have seen a lot of me posting about this particular event on Facebook. It's called Fundraiser Philippines. And some people have been asking me, how do I donate to this cause if I can't go to this particular event? Well, that's easy. All you have to do is go to the American Red Cross website. And I believe that's AmericanRedCross.org. And you want to find a section on the website called Typhoon Appeal. And go ahead and click that, and you can place your donation directly to the Red Cross. But make sure that that your donation is tagged Philippines Typhoon Relief. And I believe there's a place where you can put a little note on there. So you can just donate on our behalf, put your name and whatever contact information that you want on there. And also just note that you're donating on behalf of Seattle Fundraiser Philippines. And we thank you if you make any donations. We thank you a lot because any donation counts. A few weeks ago, I put on a post on Facebook that let people know about how much food 60 pesos can buy. And it can buy a lot. And the amount of money that we expect coming in during for this particular event is just going to be, like, very cool. It's going to buy a lot of food. Granted, not enough to feed 4.4 million people, but, you know, enough to at least get the ball rolling on that. So what I'm going to do now, Bob, is I'm going to actually go around a little bit here. I'm going to be the man on the street. And, oh, look. Look for any table that says Seattle Wushu on it. We have five tables. Sorry, Bob. I told you everything was chaotic.
Okay.
So that table's taken. There's another table over here. It says Seattle Wushu. Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. I'm good. I'm on air. Thank you.
You're on something.
Ooh, chaos. I'm on something. Chaos.
Yeah, I don't know
chaos.
If it's air or not.
Yeah. Okay, one more second. How are we doing on seats there, Mike?
We're trying to split all the incoming guests. Make sure everyone's properly seated where they're supposed to be seated.
Okay. Yeah. I'll make sure my people get their money. Yes.
And
I
do have money.
They don't get
them
like from you.
I know, right? since I have you here, I've got Master. I'm live on the air. I've got Master Tony Al with us, who is one of the main organizers for this event. So, Master Tony, you get to talking to this thing right here.
Okay.
Hey, hi, Sifu. Sifu Mucking Pie, and I'm joined by Sifu Mucking Pie, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. But I've got Sifu Tony Al with us, who helped me organize a huge event. What an event, Tony. What do you think so far?
I think it's wonderful, because I think it's everyone participate. I mean, it's more than martial arts. I say everyone shows a good heart and come in and join it. It's unusual. First 7-day mission.
Uh-huh.
And today, one very touch story. I got one of my friends, I talked to her for 30 seconds. She gave
$300.
$300?
Wow.
30 seconds. $300 donation. And
wow.
Then at the end, when I finished my customer, and then one of the customers said, give $100. So it's a very good. And then also, first 2 days, there's no one say anything. Very negative. But after the third and fourth day and fifth day, amazing. Less than seven days, we got about over 30 tables.
Wow.
It's amazing. And then
yeah.
I think tonight, we got a lot of money coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what we're hoping for. Thanks,
hey,
Sifu.
No.
Oh, yeah, I got to talk to more people now. Oh, okay. And now I'd like to talk to... I'd like to talk to Grandmaster Ma Qian Fai, who's one of the oldest Kung Fu schools here in Seattle. Sifu, how are you?
Good.
Great. We're broadcasting live on Seattle Talk Radio right now. I'm sorry I don't have a better microphone, but... on behalf of the organizers of this event, we just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for showing up and supporting the event. What do you think of the event so far?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw the news, saw all the Filipino,
mm-hmm.
all the people, even the, no medicine, no
yeah.
nothing, trying to help.
Yeah,
but
thank
I
you.
Hope that's from my heart.
Yes, sir.
And, yeah. If I go in the Filipino government,
mm-hmm.
I really don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the president because I come from
yeah.
Hong Kong.
Yeah.
3 years ago, and the retired police killed so many people and the tours.
Mm-hmm.
Until the over 3 years, still got shut down and don't bother Hong
right.
Kong. Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Even over 3 years, still not. Settle down, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope today we raise the money. Even tomorrow, I go to Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Or I want a store making the slight donation charity. I
mm-hmm.
hope all the money go to the people,
mm-hmm.
not for the governor.
Right, exactly.
That's from my heart.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Thank
yeah.
you, Sifu. We'll see you a little bit later.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
You'll be seated at table.
Well, that was Sifu Ma Qian Fai of the Washington Kung Fu Club. And wow, it's been a while since I've talked to him. One of the oldest Kung Fu schools in Seattle. Wow. Did he come in loud and clear there, Bob, or was there too much background noise?
No, actually, he was fine. He was good.
Good. Basically, what he was saying was he was hoping that... that all the money actually goes to the people as opposed to the government, because you know the
I have something to tell you. I work with a Filipino. She's been here about 5 years, and who was it? One of the countries had sent an entire plane full of supplies, and the government wanted to just hammer them with taxes. They ended up not staying.
Because the government,
she says the government is just so corrupt that they wanted so much
mm-hmm.
money, and they couldn't do it. And so they left.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, I don't want to, like, bring politics into it. I mean, because it's like, you know, there's going to be corrupt government officials anywhere you go, right? And I'm not going to, you know, talk mess about Filipino government, you know, positive or negative or anything like that, because, you know, we try to stay away from politics and religion on this show.
Right.
But, you know, his wish is that all of the funds go toward what is needed for the people of the Philippines. What I don't understand, though, is how, if funds do go to the Philippines, how the government gets their hand on it, especially if, like, the Red Cross is involved or the Salvation Army or, you know, any of the other great world organizations out there that, you know, that are involved for any type of fundraising for disaster relief. How is it that government officials can get a hold of that money? That's my question. I don't know how that works. But, you know, in a situation like that, this, I will say to any official out there, think of your people. Think of your people before yourselves. Okay, if you want, you know, something to govern, think of your people. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Because this is a pretty, like, hit-home type of a subject for me. You know what I mean? To hear that, like, money isn't going to, you know, causes and stuff like that, it just kind of, you know, kind of pisses me off. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, 1 second. Yes. Oh, crap. Hold on a sec there. So let's go ahead and take a short break. Let me go ahead and bring up some music here, Bob. And because I completely forgot something. Let's see. Yeah, I can do that. Let me go ahead and get some music up here real quick because I completely forgot to do something for the MCs. So, chaos in a bucket. So, we'll be right back.
That's a different show.
Yeah, chaos in a bucket. All right, we'll be right back in about 3 minutes. We'll be right back after this.
You can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war, you can talk to God, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, you can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck, dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame, yeah, and the world.
You can run the mile, you can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you can get the gold, breaking all the records they thought never could be broke. Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name, cause there's gonna be a day when you're dead. Yeah.
politicians, be preachers, preachers. Be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions.
Sitting in the Hall of Fame. And the world's gonna know your name.
Particular song wasn't as long as I wanted it to be, darn it. Oh, man. So I guess this is what's going on, right? It's there was supposed to be like a narrated something for a couple of the performers, and I was supposed to print that out for the MCs, which didn't happen because I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off earlier, and there's no way to print it out now. So I guess I'm just gonna have to give the MCs my tablet and just say, here, don't drop it. So, and that'll be fine.
Not same as last word. It's like telling your kids.
I know, right? Gosh. I can't believe it, but our event is slated to start at 6. No, but it's like 6:05 now. Not everyone's here yet, which is fine. We're going on Chinese time, Filipino time. but again, you know, we didn't want this particular side episode to be all that long. I do want to find at least one more master to interview before we call it a night, because I kind of should like stop broadcasting here in a little bit as people start to come in and as we get closer to startup time. So we got like all sorts of people practicing on stage, doing flips and stuff like that. It's great. Wait, let me see if I can find Master Tian Yen Li. See how that works. Oh, cool. Hold on a sec here, Bob. Hi. Hey. You can sit at, let's see here. There should be tables labeled Seattle Wushu. Let's see, I know that one's filled up. I think I've got... I didn't recognize myself either. let's see. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing? Good to see you.
Great. Hey, you know, since you're here, I'm broadcasting live.
Yeah.
Can I talk to you? Awesome. So I've got Assistant Instructor Carrie Malayo of Quantum Martial Arts, whose group is going to be performing, and you're dressed too nicely to be breaking boards today.
I'm coaching.
Oh, that's right. You're coaching. So, well, first off, thank you so much.
Oh, it's an honor to be here.
For joining us. Let me pull this mic out so you can talk into that. There we go. And can you tell us a little bit about what your group is going to be coaching today?
One of the things we like to do is break boards, turn pine boards into kindling.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. So the pop, the feeling of empowerment that gives. And people think it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy, but it's really just body mechanics. I would love to teach 2 to 4 people who've never done it before,
mm-hmm.
give them a chance to have that feeling today.
Oh, right on. Well, I'm pretty sure probably Master Tony Au, the head organizer, can find a couple of VIPs
awesome.
To break some boards
yeah.
for that. I think that would be great. So thank you for joining us for this wonderful cause.
Thank you for the invite.
Thank you. Awesome. Enjoy the dinner.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. All right. So let me see. I'm trying to find seats for people,
because,
Bob.
I'm not probably going to eat. So
no kidding, really?
Yeah, let's go ahead and put a seat here. All right. Whose is this? Oh, I think nobody. Hi, Scott. I guess no one's going to mess with that because there's a big double-handed sword there. I got to find a chair for you. Let me go find a chair. Well, hang tight. Let me go find a chair for you.
So tonight you're the maitre d'.
This gives me the opportunity to go around and find a chair because I can't find Master Chen anyway. But anyway, maybe I should just call it a day for the live broadcast because now everything's starting to get stupid chaotic, not stupid, but just really stupidly chaotic. So, wow. Any? No, Jesse, you cannot have a high chair. You cannot have the baby high chair. You know, there were chairs back here, and I don't know what happened to them all.
What is that baby high chair reserved for you?
Yeah, shut up. Let's see. Hang tight for a second, Jesse. All right. So, wow. Thanks for joining me, Bob. Do you have any, comments or questions before
no,
we call it a day?
No,
I just wanna...
and I hope you guys raise all kinds of money for a very well-deserved cause. And it's been a tragedy.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. It's I'm hoping that the funds we have help even just a little bit. You know, I mean, every peso does help. So, folks, if you're listening, you know, please find it in your heart to find whatever organization you want to donate to. It doesn't have to be the American Red Cross. Some people don't like the American Red Cross. You know, some people don't like the Salvation Army. Some people prefer World Vision or any other organization. Donate to whatever organization you want to and tag your donation as toward Philippines Typhoon Relief. Because, you know, it's really not only the Philippines. I know Vietnam got hit pretty hard. And also, you know, you don't have to donate, you know, like I said, you don't have to donate a lot. Every peso helps. But also think of people in the Midwest that recently got hit really hard with that series of tornadoes last week. A lot
right.
of people that are homeless, a lot of people that are displaced. Think about those people as well when you're making your donations. And yeah. So yeah, with that said, I guess we can call it a day because we've got more chairs to fill. We've got a bunch of people coming in. And
that's too bad because I was hoping to hear from more people because, you know, I won't be on the show next week. I'm going to be driving in the Hollywood Christmas Parade, and I thought this would have been a great opportunity to find Phyllis.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, if I can, what I'd like to do is a lot of course interviews and actually present them while you're gone at the Christmas Parade and what have you. So, but with that said, I'm Rita Jesus, and I was joined by Sifu Robert Deal, my esteemed co-host, and this is Dynamic Dojo Talk Radio. Signing off. We'll talk to everybody next time. See you later.
See you.